Macular Disease Foundation Australia Fact Sheet. Charles Bonnet Syndrome. Track 1. Introduction. Welcome to the Macular Disease Foundation Australia's audio presentation on Charles Bonnet Syndrome. This presentation is current as at September 2016. Please use this presentation in conjunction with the Foundation's series of audio guides on macular disease and low vision. All audio materials are available free of charge from the Foundation as a CD. They can also be downloaded from the Foundation's website. This audio presentation comprises 9 tracks. Track 1, Introduction. Track 2, What is Charles Bonnet Syndrome? Track 3, Who is affected by Charles Bonnet Syndrome? Track 4, What causes Charles Bonnet Syndrome? Track 5, What concerns may arise with Charles Bonnet Syndrome? Track 6, What kind of images do people see? Track 7, What are the effects of the hallucinations? Track 8, Is there a cure for Charles Bonnet Syndrome? Track 9, What next? Track 10, Managing Vision Loss. Track 11, Macular Disease Foundation Australia Resources. Track 2, Charles Bonnet Syndrome, or often called CBS for short, is a term used to describe the situation where mentally healthy people with significant vision loss have vivid, complex, recurrent visual hallucinations. People experiencing Charles Bonnet Syndrome start to see things which they know are not real. These are sometimes called hallucinations or phantom images. It is possible to experience a wide variety of these images. Images of complex coloured patterns and images of people are the most common, followed by images of animals or plants or trees and inanimate objects. The hallucinations also often fit into the person's surroundings. They can also be quite bizarre, such as dragons or fairies, or have unusually vivid colours. People generally realise that the hallucinations are not real. The hallucinations are also only visual and do not occur in any other senses such as hearing, smell or taste. A Swiss philosopher named Charles Bonnet first described this condition in 1760 when he noticed that his grandfather, who was almost blind, saw patterns, figures, birds and buildings which were not there. Although the condition was described over 250 years ago, it is still largely unknown by many health professionals. This is partly because of a lack of knowledge about the syndrome and partly because people experiencing it don't talk about their problems for fear of being considered as having a mental health problem. Track 3. Who is affected by Charles Bonnet Syndrome? Charles Bonnet Syndrome typically affects people with significant vision loss and usually only people who have lost their sight later in life. It can, however, affect people of any age, usually appearing after a period of worsening sight. People with relatively minor vision loss can sometimes be affected, but this is rare. The hallucinations may come and go and will often stop altogether within a year to 18 months. In some people, hallucinations may continue for many years and be a source of frustration. Research has shown that up to 30% of people with significant vision loss can experience phantom images or hallucinations at some stage. Track 4. What causes Charles Bonnet Syndrome? The simplest explanation for Charles Bonnet Syndrome is that when vision is lost, the brain is not receiving as many pictures, and new fantasy pictures or old pictures stored in the brain are released and experienced as though they were real. These experiences seem to occur more commonly when there is little happening, such as when sitting alone in a quiet, familiar place, or when lying in bed at night or sitting in the dark. Track 5. What concerns may arise with Charles-Bonnet syndrome? Seeing things which aren't there can be concerning for some people. Even though the images themselves are usually non-threatening, some worry that Charles-Bonnet syndrome hallucinations are a sign of a mental health problem and therefore don't share their concerns with a relative, carer or doctor. Charles-Bonnet syndrome is caused by failing eyesight and is not a mental health problem. Having Charles-Bonnet syndrome does not mean that you are more likely to develop any other health conditions. Track 6. What kind of images do people see? There seems to be two main kinds of images that people see with Charles-Bonnet syndrome. Firstly, there are hallucinations of repetitive patterns and lines, which can be quite detailed, like brickwork, netting, fences, mosaic or tiles. Secondly, there are more complicated pictures of people or places. Whole scenes may appear, such as landscapes or groups of people, which can be life-size or reduced or enlarged in size. These images can appear quite randomly for a few minutes or several hours. Additionally, the images may be recurrent with similar patterns, scenes or people appearing. The images can be either black and white or colour, and they may involve movement or they may be stationary and can appear real or unreal. Track 7. What are the effects of the hallucinations? Generally, the hallucinations will not impact everyday life and activities. For some people, the complicated pictures can make it difficult to get around. For example, streets and rooms may have their shape changed, or brickwork and fencing appear directly in front of the person, making it difficult to judge exactly where you are and whether you can walk straight ahead. Good knowledge of the surroundings can help overcome this particular problem. The complicated pictures can sometimes be challenging, although the visions themselves may not be of anything frightening, but it can be disturbing to start seeing strangers in the home or garden. Some people have overcome this by getting to know the figures in their visions. One man stated that when he wakes up in the morning, he says to the figures he's seeing, "Welcome to my new day." This allows some control over the way he feels about the phantom images of unknown people. With an understanding of the cause of Charles-Bonnet syndrome, most people will deal with the hallucinations with indifference, but they can still be worrying for some. Track 8. Is there a cure for Charles-Bonnet syndrome? There is no treatment of proven effectiveness for Charles-Bonnet syndrome. The frequency of hallucinations can vary greatly for each individual. Some people experience hallucinations from anywhere from a few days up to many years, and they can last only a few seconds or continue for most of the day. Generally, these experiences will disappear after about a year or 18 months, but this will not happen for everyone. For those experiencing Charles-Bonnet syndrome, understanding the syndrome, knowing it is not a mental health issue, and coming to terms with their hallucinations appears to be the best treatment. There are a few activities that may help to make the hallucinations stop. Interrupting vision for a short time by closing the eyes, or blinking or moving the eyes from left to right or up and down may help. Sometimes changing the environment also works. For example, if in the dark, switch on the light and vice versa, or sitting down, then change to standing up. For most people, the best treatment is just knowing Charles-Bonnet syndrome is a result of their vision loss and not other health problems. For those with serious disturbing hallucinations, a number of medications can sometimes be helpful. However, none are effective for everyone, and this should be discussed with an ophthalmologist. Track 9. What next? Discuss Charles-Bonnet syndrome with your ophthalmologist. Also, Talking about your feelings with your general practitioner, a low vision specialist, counsellor or psychologist can help provide ways of coping with the hallucinations. Since many healthcare workers are not familiar with Charles-Bonnet syndrome, please use this fact sheet as a way of introducing your experiences. This can enable you to begin the conversation, which may be difficult to initiate or explain. It's also a good idea to get some extra copies of this fact sheet to share with your family or friends or your carer, just so that you can introduce the concept of Charles-Bonnet syndrome to your family or your friends or your carer and have a very easy way of explaining what is exactly occurring. Track 10. Managing vision loss. When managing vision loss, a key priority is maintaining quality of life and independence. Contacting a low vision organisation can be helpful as they can work with you to assess your individual needs and determine which aids and technologies can help. There are many excellent solutions to help you live well with low vision. Firstly, contact Macular Disease Foundation Australia and we'll be able to guide you in the right direction and provide more information or support on Charles-Bonnet syndrome or low vision. Track 11. Macular Disease Foundation Australia resources. The Foundation has a national helpline, 1-800-111-709. This helpline provides information, guidance and support. Please contact us for any further information on Charles-Bonnet syndrome, information on macular disease or low vision. The Foundation has developed a comprehensive range of publications on macular degeneration, diabetic eye disease and other macular diseases. Information and advice on living well with vision loss is also available. So please call the Foundation for these free information kits or to register to receive newsletters and invitations to attend education sessions and events. As well as publications involving eye disease, there's a series of guides on low vision aids and technology, slips, trips and falls, and family, friend and carer. Please ring the Foundation. We're here to help. Macular Disease Foundation Australia, Suite 902, 447 Kent Street, Sydney, New South Wales 2000. Phone 1-800-111-709. Email info@mdfoundation.com.au. Our website, mdfoundation.com.au. Disclaimer. Information contained in this fact sheet is considered by the Macular Disease Foundation Australia to be accurate at the time of publication. While every care has been taken in its preparation, medical advice should be sought from a doctor. Macular Disease Foundation Australia cannot be liable for any error or omission in this publication or for damages arising from its supply, performance or use, and makes no warranty of any kind, either expressed or implied, in relation to this publication. September 2016.